Hi there, this is Jacob Msiba, the Senior Pastor of Builders Church. I just want to thank you for taking time to listen to our podcast today, and I trust that it will bless and build your spirit. Enjoy the message, and God bless you. I want to talk to us about the message, I believe. It's a very simple one, right? I believe. Amen. I believe. Hallelujah. Pray for me. Just pray for me. Amen. Just. I believe. Amen. It's up to us to live our lives and to walk this journey with God as believers or as realists. I always tell people that I have seriously real issues in my life for me to be real. You see, if I become real, my issues become real. And I always choose the path and the journey of faith, of walking by faith and not by sight. Amen. Not looking at the things which are seen, but focusing on the things which are not seen. And I believe that is the will of God for us as Christians. You see, we are called saints. We are called Christians. But most importantly, we are also referred to as believers. And if we are referred to as believers, we better believe. We better walk by faith and not by sight. Are we together, Bazana? Let's go to John 11, verse 40. So I know the scriptures we read at the beginning of this year when we were declaring that this is the year of the glory of the Lord. This is the year where we are going to see the glory of the Lord. And we said one of the things that we need to do in order for us to see the glory of God, it is to believe. It is to do what? Believe. John 11, verse 40. I'm sure you will remember the story. Before it gets to verse number 40, it's a story about Lazarus. And this story, I'm not sure if you have noticed, I've preached about it quite a number of times, but in most cases, one overlooks this important fact that Lazarus passes on, he dies. And Jesus receives a report that Lazarus is dead. But when the sisters to Lazarus bring a report concerning Lazarus' death, they don't just say Lazarus is dead. They say, the one you love, say Jesus loves me. Say Jesus loves me. I was preaching at another church yesterday. I said, if there is something difficult that it is, I mean, it is so hard for us to process, to receive, and to accept as the children of God, it is the fact that God loves us. It's much more easier to preach to, especially a black person, about hell than the love of Jesus. We are more moved when you threaten us with hell. And when you say, God loves me, okay. Say, Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me.
So when they tell Jesus The one you love is dead. The Bible then says, Jesus responds to these two. I mean, they are serious. They are bringing a serious report. The one you love is dead. Jesus says, you know what? I will delay a bit. I'm not just going to rush to attend to this situation. As a matter of fact, earlier on, they tell him that, listen, he's sick. He's about to die. That's where this thing begins. And the Bible says Jesus delays for 2 days. And when the Bible tells the story, it actually also says immediately after Jesus responds to these two, the Bible says, again, it emphasizes, Jesus loved these ladies and Lazarus. But he still chooses to delay. Instead, he says, this sickness is not unto death. But it is so that you can see the glory of God. Amen. I don't know what is it that you are currently faced with at this particular moment, a difficult situation, impossible situation. I'm here to just say to you, it is not unto death. Amen. It's not going to destroy you. It's not the end of your life, but you are about to see the glory of God. Amen. Through that situation. Amen. Take note. Even after Jesus says that, Lazarus dies. He said, this sickness is not unto death. Lazarus dies. And then they tell him, he's gone. He's dead. As a matter of fact, if you were here earlier, Jesus then tells them, listen, and they say, I don't know, we know there's going to be resurrection at some point and whatever. Jesus realizes they don't get it. Just take me to the grave. He stands, Lazarus, come forth. And then he says these words. Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? I don't want to be those who are going to be reminded by Jesus. I don't want to be embarrassed and allow situations to torment me when Jesus told me that this sickness is not unto death. This situation is not unto death. And then I panic and then I go through all sorts of different kinds of emotions. And I am so stressed. I am so frustrated. And then only for him to come and say, didn't I tell you? Of course, I'm going to experience that miracle at that stage. But I would have gone through hell. When Jesus told them this sickness is not unto death, they did not take him serious. They did not believe. Can it be that many of us, we find ourselves in situations and we sustain those situations through unbelief? Because we just simply ignore the things that God keeps on telling us and emphasizing over and over again, it shall be well with you. It does not matter what you are faced with. It does not matter what you are going through. It does not matter what you have lost. It does not matter what is happening in your life. It shall be well with you. Amen. And if God says it, then it's settled. It shall be well with me. Now, let's then not get ahead of ourselves and look at the following things. Declaring our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is our first step towards seeing the glory of God in our lives. Each and every one of us as abantwana bakaNkulunkulu, one thing that we must know, let me say, as abantu bakaNkulunkulu, we need to know that before we can ever attempt to do anything with God, it begins with declaring our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ first. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. So our first encounter in this journey of faith is to first believe in Jesus Christ. You cannot allow yourself to see God without seeing Jesus. We have got to see God, be expectant, expect things from God through the Lord Jesus Christ himself. We have got to be convinced of the fact that he is Jesus, he is sent by the Father, and he represents something in whatever it is that we want to do with God. When we believe, it simply means we choose to have faith upon a person or a thing. We are entrusting, you know, our well-being, our future, our destiny, our finances, our marriage into the hands of the one we are saying we believe in. Are we here, Bazalwane? Irrespective of whatever it is that we might be faced with or whatever it is that we might be going through. To believe it is to simply accept that something is true, especially without proof. In the same way that you believed in that chair and you sat on it this morning without checking whether or not it is going to hold you up. Okay. Maybe, especially this side. We need to believe in God in the same way that we believed in that chair. You did not interrogate this chair when you sat this morning. You did not turn it around to see whether or not is it going to hold you. You just trusted that chair and you sat down. Amen. You did not look for a Batini quality control certificate to say, Mfundisi, give us proof. But you believed. In the same way that when you woke up this morning, you believed that you were going to be able to walk to the kitchen. You did not first test and check yourself whether you are going to make it to the kitchen. You took one step at a time, believing ukuthi inyawo zakho they are going to carry you to the kitchen or to the bathroom or to the shower. How come it's hard to believe in God? We always want proof. And even when it comes to Jesus, you see, our job is to preach him so that people can believe in him. I always say that our job is not to convince people that Jesus is truly who he says he is. Our duty is to preach, to proclaim this message, and it's up to those who are hearing to believe. God did not say we are saved through being convinced. He said we are saved through faith, believing that what we are hearing is true, even if we don't have proof. Sometimes people say, you know, is Jesus risen from the dead? No, I want proof. But you are puza mapilisi ungana proof. Yoguta zokpilisi. You've never tested them anyway. You were given by somebody who said, if you take 3 times a day, this thing, you are going to be well. And you believed. And you do so religiously by faith. You don't know what you are swallowing. No, you don't know what you are. Okay, maybe let me speak for myself. I don't know what I'm swallowing. I was not there when they were making that thing. They just told me, if you take this 3 times a day, your situation is going to... So how come when we are told, pray, and all shall be well? No, we want to process it. We want to interrogate it. We want some kind of proof, something tangible first before we can step out in faith. There are many people today who are going to end up in hell simply because they refuse to believe in Jesus. Yes. I always say this to people, that it's fine if you are going to argue with us that what we are preaching is true. But my response is always the same, that, okay, that's fine. If, for an example, I am wrong, I have nothing to lose. I would have lived my life differently. I would have benefited from that blind faith if it is. For me, I know it is true. But for your own sake, I have nothing to lose. I would have lived a good life. There are many things that have changed in my life simply because of my declaration of faith in Jesus Christ. But if I am right, you have everything to lose. Because there won't be an opportunity to change your mind. It will be too late. That's the thing about Christianity. It is that if I mean, you have everything, because our message says, if you don't believe in Jesus, you will end up in a place where God is not there. Let me not mention the name of the place. You can just fill in the missing words. Because when we mention hell in church, you're preaching hell and whatever. Okay, you will end up in a place where God is not there. All right, let's just, you will find another person there and it will not be a nice place. Are we here, Bazalwan? Look at what the Bible says. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever does what? Believes in him. Not whosoever is convinced of him, but whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Say, I will not perish. Say it one more time, I will not perish. You see, in the same way that you are convinced about the fact that you are going to end up in heaven, in the same way that you are convinced that you have eternal life within you, I want you with the same conviction to believe that all shall be well in your life. You have done well to take the first step of believing in God for the forgiveness of your sins. You might as well live the rest of your life by faith. Believe that God is going to do the things that he says he's going to do in your life, whether or not you can see them, whether or not there is proof, whether or not there is something tangible that you can point to that your situation is going to change. Continue believing anyway, because you have put the rest of your life in the hands of the God you cannot see, the Jesus you did not see when he died on the cross, the Jesus you did not see when he rose from the dead, but you believed that if Jesus rose from the dead, it means my sins are forgiven. You're already in it. You might as well continue living by faith. Barcelona, how come have you ever seen your sins? This is just me asking. I said to you, maybe in Pumulile for the last 2 weeks, but I'm back anyway. I'm here. You better deal with me. Amen. I'm here. Have you ever seen your sins? How come you are so convinced that your sins are forgiven? Have you ever seen them being washed by the blood of Jesus Christ? You didn't, but you are convinced that your sins are forgiven. You believe you are a Christian. That's why you are coming to church every Sunday. That's why you pray every morning. You are already living. You have started by faith. You might as well finish this thing by faith. Why all of a sudden you want to reason everything out? But you did not reason the fact that you are now saved. You are born again. My sins are forgiven. You even confess. You even, you know, declare confidently, I am a child of God. I am born again. Kimzalwane za. Kipulusiswe pu. Where's the proof? No, I'm washed by the blood of Jesus. Nini? Where? Did you see the blood? Did you see the blood? No. It was by faith. It is simply because you believed that we are telling you that the blood of Jesus since 2,000 years ago, it is still flowing even up until this day. It shall never lose its power. And many of us, we cry whenever we are convicted of the fact that our sins are forgiven. Now you are faced with a situation. How come you are shrinking? Take up the same attitude you had when you first believed, and believe in the same way, and declare upon your life that it shall be well with me. Do not entertain any doubt. Do not entertain any question. In the same way that you believe that your sins are forgiven, believe that it shall be well with you. Say, I will not perish. Tell yourself that it does not matter how difficult my life is at this moment, but I will not perish. In the same way that I believed that I will not perish in hell, so I will not perish in my life. I will not perish in my career. I will not perish in my business. I will not perish in my marriage, in my family. I will not perish. By faith, I am going to live this life. Sometimes many of us, we allow situations to dictate and to whisper in our ears. Pastor, let me tell you, many of us, you experience it over and over again. The near-miss experiences where you're like over and over, and God keeps on proving to us over and over again that this sickness is not unto death, that this situation is not unto death. There were many moments where I was convinced that there's no way out. I might as well prepare myself for a crash landing. Lando, it's not going to take off anyway. I mean, you look around, there is no way. I mean, these two women, they saw this guy is now dead. There's nothing else that can, at least magasagula. There was something that was good. Now he is dead. Not only dead, he is buried for 4 days. If we can look at it from that perspective. What is the process that Jesus, when he said, Lazarus, come forth, what process did he have to reverse? So you can be looking at yourself and say, I am way deep in this situation, Fundis. You don't understand. I there's no way that I can be able to come out of. I'm way in too deep. Let me tell you, there is no situation that is too deep for Jesus. There is no situation that is too big for Jesus. There is no situation that is impossible for Jesus. All that he is looking for is for somebody to rise up and to simply believe, and once I can believe, I will see the glory of the Lord. Say, I will not perish. Say, I will not perish. We have got to learn to believe. Let me tell you, let's learn to live our lives believing in God. We are not religious people who are trying to get their lives right. But we are believers who are walking a journey with an all-powerful God, all-wise God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. There is no way that I can live a normal life. Sometimes as Christians, we just accept the status quo. We don't want to bring into our situations the God that we serve. That's why we don't see the glory of God. That's why we don't see the power of God. I mean, these women had a choice. That when Jesus said, take me to the grave, they had a choice to say, you know what? It's been 4 days. Go on with your life. We are fine. He's dead. We are fine. Let's just move on. How many of us have accepted that, you know what? It is what it is. There's nothing I can do about it, and there's nothing God can do about it. How many of us have we looked at situations and we realized how difficult and how impossible they are? And we just said, you know what? Things are going to be like this for the rest of my life. How about I challenge you today to just rise up in faith and begin to believe God for the impossible? How about I challenge you today? And I know that you have accepted, and I know that you are okay with the fact that you are not okay. I know that you are okay with the fact that you don't have what you always desire to have. I know that you, by now, you are fine. You don't want to even be bothered. You are okay where you are. But just allow me today to provoke you to a state of believing and to say, I want to give God just one more chance to prove me wrong, that indeed he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above I can ever ask or think. How about I provoke somebody today that you can come out of that place of complacency, that place of accepting the status quo, and begin to say to yourself, I am rising up, I am shaking off the dust, I am reviving my faith. I refuse to finish this year without seeing the glory of God. I have purposed in my heart, I am going to see the glory of God. As a matter of fact, I'm going to allow God to intervene in my impossible situation. I don't want the easy one. I don't want the light ones that I can take care of. I want the impossible one. I want the difficult one. God, step into my marriage. Step into my finances. Step into my career. Step into my business. Do what only you can do. If only you believe, you can see the glory of God. We have got to believe in God so that we can see the glory of God. In other words, so that we can experience his power. Many of us, we are not yet experiencing the power of God because we refuse to believe. God wants to show forth his power. God wants to display his power. Let me tell you, we are not worshiping some object, you know, that is sitting somewhere. He cannot see, he cannot hear, he cannot move, he cannot be touched. But we are worshiping a God who is alive. Not only is he alive, he has eyes to see. He has ears to hear. The Bible says his ears are not too dull to hear. His hand is not too short to bless. God, I need your hand to bless my life. I need your hand to move in my life. I need your ear to hear the prayers that I've been praying. This is not the time to give up. This is not the time to sit down and accept things the way that they are. I am here to provoke somebody into that angry kind of faith, that I am going to be mad at the devil and say, devil, you've been creating havoc in my life far too long. I choose to arise in faith. I'm going to take back what belongs to me. I am going to take my joy. I'm going to take my peace. I am going to take my prosperity, my success, my favor, my breakthroughs, my open doors. I am coming for them. I don't know about you, but I refuse to accept the status quo. Listen to what Jesus says in John 14 and verse number 1. I'm sure we've been reading this scripture over and over again, but we have not been paying attention. Yes, the first part says, ningavumi inhliziyo zenu zikhathazeke. Let not your heart be troubled. But in this scripture, Jesus gives us an antidote. In other words, a troubled heart is from a place of being concerned about my life, about my situations, things that I don't have power to change. Kunale saying, enhle emnandi engiyithandayo. Umthandazo wabhalwa umuntu angamazi makawubhala bekwenzinjani. Uthini loya muntu, anengifuneleni leyo nto. God help me to accept the things I cannot change. Yes. Accept the things I cannot change. That's not scriptural. It sounds clever. It's not. Because things that you cannot change, God can change. So this person tells us to accept. Of course, I cannot change it. That I acknowledge. That's why I said when I began, my situations are too real for me to be real. Jesus says, do not let your heart be troubled. Then he says, you believe in God. In other words, he's saying, there's a situation that is troubling your heart, making you not to sleep at night, making you to be afraid, making you to doubt the power of God. He says, believe in God. In other words, believing in God shifts my attention away from the things I cannot change to a God who can change the things I cannot change. So in other words, I am not about to accept the things I cannot change, but I'm going to acknowledge those things that I cannot change, but I'm going to turn towards the God who can change what I cannot change. Maybe if I have tried and I failed and now I am troubled, that is a sign for me to turn it over to God. Can it be possible, Bazalwane, that many of us, the reason why our hearts are troubled, it is because we have taken the place of God of attempting to perform miracles that God, only God can perform. Maybe for some of us, it's time to step aside and allow God to step in. Do not let anything, Bazalwane, that seems impossible to cause you to be troubled in your heart. Just neutralize those emotions by simply believing in God. Let us go back to an old way of doing things. I know these days we are smart. These days we can research. These days we can Google. These days we can, you know, be informed about so many different things. But how about in some instances, how about we just get into a prayer closet and say, God, this is just way too complicated for me. And say, God, this is just way too high for me. This is just way too great for me, oh God. But this time around, I choose to believe you. Only you can change this situation. Only you can open up this door that I so much want to open up in my life. Only you can do the impossible. Listen to what Mark 11 verse 22 says. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Why was Jesus saying that? Mthambe, let's read. Who has the Bible? Let's read verse 21. Mark 11, verse 21. I want to show you something. Mark 11, verse 21. New King James Version, please. If you have it quickly, just read for me. Mark 11, 21. I just read verse 22. Verse 21 says, and Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered. The fig tree you cursed has done what? The next line says, and Jesus answered. Okay. Peter did not ask him any question. He did not ask him any question. He just simply said, look, the tree you have cast has withered. It's a statement. It's not a question. But Jesus responds. The Bible says he answered. In other words, he was responding not to what the mouth of Peter was saying, but what his heart was saying. His heart was doubting the miracle. Then Jesus answers and says, have faith in God. In other words, you are doubting what the miracle you are seeing in front of you. Have faith in God. In other words, believe God. But then he turns it around. In the next verse, he says, for assuredly I say to you now, he says, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Who was speaking? Jesus. He's turning it around. In other words, you have seen me perform a miracle. You are doubting in your heart. He says, believe in God. Then he tells them. In other words, what you saw me do, you can also do it. Are you shocked at the fact that I spoke to a fig tree? You can speak to a mountain. You can uproot it and throw it into the sea with the words of your mouth. Then he says, as long as you believe and do not doubt in your heart. Hey, Jesus. I once interrogated God about this faith thing to say, Nkosi, it's difficult to believe you. Okay, Mthambi, I'm the only one. It's difficult to believe God. It's not easy at all. If you don't believe me, trust it. I mean, try it. It's difficult to believe. And I was like, God, but manje maso usho into ethi, if I believe and do not doubt in my heart. Ngoba ngisho ngithandaza, ngisibhekile lesimo. Ngisathi, in the name of Jesus, Father, my heart somewhere is also saying, hey, we shall see. And there's a place where Jesus says, look, I think he was in a boat and there was a storm and they woke him up. Hey, we are dying. Then he wakes up. He says, oh, ye of little faith. Talking to the disciples, I'm like, oh, Jesus. The same Jesus, he comes and he says, if you can just have small faith, the size of a mustard seed. Well, the same Jesus was telling those ones that they have little faith. That's why they were scared of the storm. I'm like, you are a torment. And this is how he responded. It's not about the size of your faith. It's about how long can you sustain it. In the midst of all the other voices that are speaking, how long can you stay with believing in what I am saying? In other words, you are going to be shaken while you are believing God for a promotion. They will send you a letter of retrenchment. How long can you keep at it and say, God, you promised me promotion? For how long? Because many of us, all that it takes is just for the devil to expose us to the opposite of what God has promised. You believe in God for healing? No, look, I'm challenging us back to the Christianity of the power of God. You believe in God for healing and you prayed for yourself. And the pain went away that night. It went away and you were like, oh, Jesus. I thank God. And then you woke up and the pain was there. And then you switch. Maybe I must just go to the doctor. I'm not saying don't go to the doctor. That's not what I'm saying. But why, when the opposite of what we are believing God for happens, we are too quick to abandon our faith? The one you love is sick. Jesus says this sickness is not unto death. He dies. The situation intensifies. I love their attitude. Fine, they complained. You are late. But you are late. You are late. You are late. I'm like, wow. If I can have that courage just to tell Jesus, Lord, you finally dealing with the CMO last week. But I love their attitude when Jesus says, take me to the grave. Because it's Jesus speaking. I'm like, okay, let's take you to the grave. Let's see what you can do. Mama, loko mahamba. Uma loko what? Yes, you are the resurrection. Then he says, yeah, I'm the reason. But they are taking him to the grave. In other words, in the midst of everything, somewhere in their heart, there was some little bit of faith that they still had. And it's enough for Jesus to work with. When your situation becomes worse, don't stop believing. Cry if you have to. Don't stop believing. Keep on praying. Keep on declaring your faith over this situation. And say, God, I choose to believe. Even if my situation is becoming worse, I still believe. I was believing you for promotion. I received a retrenchment letter. I still believe. Because I don't know why. I sensed in my heart that you are going to give me promotion. Probably my promotion is not going to come from within this company. I perceived it in the spirit, but probably it's not going to come the way that I expected for it to come. Because sometimes God will allow situations to happen to take you out of places where He is going to be hindered to do what He wants to do in your life. Our problem is that when we are believing God, we also want to prescribe to Him how He must do it. This sickness is not unto death. Probably they thought, I then uzozazomlab, azosbonisa ogut. The glory of God is going to be seen in the healing of a sickness. But God said, let's take it to the next level. Make it more difficult just so that I can prove that with me, nothing is impossible. It's easy to believe for a healing. Nami mabangangibiza bathi mfundisi. Khona ogulayo la sicela uzomthandazela. I shall go in the name of Jesus. The Bible says we shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. And after that, I walk away. I've done my part. If you call me, you say to me, ukhona umuntu oshonile, sicela uze inceku yenkosi. Ngizokunika ama phone number we undertaker. Because at that point, it's not even about praying or anything. At that point, it is about walking into a room with a person who is no longer alive. It's easy to believe God for a healing. It's even more difficult to believe Him for a resurrection. To some of us, God will heal us. To some of us, He will allow certain things to die. It was not the first. When Elijah was in competition with the prophets of Baal, the situation was made worse. Poured water, poured everything that was going to make it impossible for fire to be ignited. And he said, go ahead, call your gods. And for many of us, here's what I want to bring to our attention. When the Bible speaks about the gifts of the Spirit, it talks about this gift. It says the working of miracles. The working of miracles. the working of miracle, not performing a miracle, working a miracle. And many of us, we give up while we are still in a process of working a miracle. We give up. We give up. Jesus is faced with a blind man. Spits on the ground, takes the mat, puts on the eyes, says, go and wash at the pool. It's not instant process. Working of a miracle. Yes, some miracles are instant, but some, it's a process. God is at work in Banasekai. Don't give up. Even though we might not see it, but you are working. You are working. You are working. The Hebrew boys, they are thrown into the fire. The fire is intensified. God does not rush. Takes his time. All of a sudden, they see the fourth man. Sam, don't stop believing. Yes. It did not happen today. That is not a cue for you to stop believing. Keep on believing. Tomorrow is another day. Declare your faith. Speak over that situation and say, God, you are able. God, you are able. Because the Bible says, what is impossible with man, it is possible with God. The Bible says, nothing is too hard for God. I want to challenge somebody who wants to see the glory of God this year. The key is in you believing. Persist. Pray without ceasing. Pray and not give up. Believe even when the situation seems to be impossible or it is worsening by the day. Tell yourself, I am a believer and I will continue living by faith. I'm going to believe the best for my life, the best for my children, the best. I want to just encourage somebody who has accepted the status quo. Accepted the things that you cannot change. Listen, acknowledge them, but turn to the God who can change them. Yeah. Acknowledge them, that means anginawo amandla okuyishintsha lento. But ukhona uNkulunkulu ongayishintsha. Lazarus is dead. They could not raise him from the dead. But Jesus could raise him from the dead. All that they had to do was to show him the grave. How about we stand on our feet, Bazalwane, and just take a moment. Take Jesus to whatever it is that seems to be impossible in your life, a dead situation, dead vision, dead dream, difficult, impossible situation that you are faced with. Take Jesus to it. I've been working at it. I did everything. Here it is. Only you can change it. In your own words, just take 60 seconds and just bring the Lord into those situations. Father, we thank you. We want to see your glory. We want to see your power. We want to see your glory manifest, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, here is our marriage. Here is our career, O God, our businesses. In the name of Jesus Christ, our finances, O Father. Many difficult and impossible situations that we cannot do anything about. Today we bring them before you. We ask, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you may step in. We ask that you may intervene, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, O Father, we lay them down on this altar. We call upon you who answers by fire. We call upon your name, O Jehovah. Jehovah Nisi. Jehovah Tsikenu. Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah El Shaddai is your name, O God. Oh, Jehovah Mikadesh, you are, O God. We cry out to you. We call upon your name, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, your hand is not too short to bless. Your ear is not too dull to hear, O God. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, those believing you for careers, for businesses, for financial breakthroughs, O God, for healing in their bodies, O God, in the name of Jesus, many believing you, mighty God, for houses, for cars, for jobs, in the name of Jesus Christ, O God, today we call upon your name. Today, O God, we cry out to you, O Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Shando, Lesite, Librato, Ze, Jose, Debel, Kenando, Rede, Bezaya, Zedebele, Teri, Dibia, Cabraque, Taro, Debe, Zibra, Tere, Debeyata. Father, we thank you for a season of the supernatural power of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, we thank you for phone calls that we shall receive with our answers. Emails that will come through, oh God, that will change our situation forever. Doors that will instantly and suddenly open, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Resote kali gabrote. Zedile brakote ligagro de zuye zendeli babroket alovreda. Zoderika del ganodeso jezi deketel bamombre. Meze dekel pano de ruka deske livradoske jaze. We give you praise, oh God. We give you praise, oh Father. We give you praise, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Heavenly Father, I believe and I receive my breakthrough, my answers, now in the name of Jesus. And I declare, it is done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise.
Thank you once again for listening to the message today. We trust that you were blessed by it. Please do subscribe to our podcast to receive new messages every week. Thank you very much and keep on building.